title. Ghost Octave Bass Shots Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building one of those small drum and bass tricks that makes a loop feel way more alive without needing a crazy sound design session. We're talking about Ghost Octave Bass Shots. Think of them as quick, quiet little bass stabs, usually one octave above your main sub. They're not meant to become the bass line. They're meant to add movement, groove, and mid-range presence so your bass feels like it's talking around the drums instead of just sitting under them. By the end, you'll have a clean two-layer bass inside Ableton Live, a sub-layer that stays solid and controlled, and a ghost octave layer that adds bounce. And we'll keep it all stock devices. Let's set this up from scratch. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a common drum and bass tempo, and it'll immediately put your timing decisions in the right world. Now create a simple drum loop. You can use a drum rack with a punchy kick and snare, or a chopped break if you have one. For a beginner-friendly pattern, go for a two-step feel. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add hats on 8th notes, or 16ths if you want more roll. The point here is just to give the bass something to groove against, because ghost shots don't make sense in a vacuum. They only really reveal themselves against drums. Next, we're making a bass group with two MIDI tracks. Create two MIDI tracks and name them SUB and Ghost Octave. Select both and group them, then name the group bass. This is going to make processing and sidechaining way easier later. Now let's build the sub. On the SUB track, drop an operator. In operator, make sure oscillator A is a sine wave and turn off oscillators B, C, and D. We want clean and predictable down low. Now shape the amp envelope. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds, depending on how stabby you want the bass line. Set sustain to minus infinity, or basically all the way down, so it behaves like a hit rather than a held note. Then set release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That little bit of release is important because it helps avoid clicks, but it still keeps the groove tight. After operator, add EQ 8. For the sub, don't high pass it. A lot of beginners accidentally remove the very thing they're trying to build. If later it feels muddy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but for now keep it minimal. Then add utility. Set width to 0% so the sub is mono. That's not optional if you want this to work in club systems and not phase out in mono. Then set the gain so it's solid but not clipping. Now program a simple sub pattern. Pick a root note like F1 or G1. Keep it to a rolling rhythm with gaps. The exact notes matter less than the placement. You can think in terms of hits that push into the snare and pull out after it. If you want a starting concept, try a pattern that hits at the start of the bar, then adds a couple syncopated hits between the snare and the next kick. Keep it simple because the ghost layer will add the interest. And here's a coaching tip. If your sub pattern already feels super busy, ghost shots will just clutter it. In rollers, space is power. Now let's build the ghost octave layer. Go to the ghost octave track and drop an operator again. This time we want something slightly richer than the pure sine, because this layer needs to be readable on small speakers. You can keep OSCA as sine or switch it to triangle. If you want a touch more body, turn on OSC-B as a sine at a low level. Not loud, just enough to thicken the mid. Now the envelope is crucial. We want it shot-like. Set attack to 0. Set decay around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain down to minus infinity again. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. These should feel like little taps, not notes that hang around. After operator, add saturator. Choose analog clip mode. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is one of the easiest ways to get the ghost layer to translate without turning it up. Then add EQ 8. This is a big rule. High pass the ghost layer. Start around 150 Hz. Anywhere from 120 to 180 is fine. The goal is that the ghost layer never competes with the sub. If you're unsure, high pass a little higher at first, then bring it down only if needed. If the ghost shots aren't speaking enough, add a small, wide boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 2k Hz region. Keep it gentle, like 1 to 3 dB. Optionally, add auto filter for that classic drum and bass bite. Use a low pass 24 dB filter. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 3k Hz. Then use a subtle envelope amount so each shot pops open a bit, and then closes. It's a tiny movement, but it makes the sound feel more live and less like a static synth note. Now the fun part. Programming the ghost octave MIDI. Copy your sub MIDI clip to the ghost track. Then transpose all the notes up by 12 semitones, one octave. At this moment it will sound like a second bass line. That's normal. Now delete most of those notes. Seriously. Ghost shots are about restraint. Here are placements that work almost immediately in drum and bass. Place a ghost shot just after the snare to create forward pull. Place one right before a kick to lead into impact, or place one on an offbeat to imply swing. If you want a practical one-bar starting point, keep your sub doing the main rhythm, then add ghost shots at about 1.2.3, so just after the snare, and around 1.4.2 to push into the next bar. Then adjust note length and velocity. Make the ghost note length short, typically between a 32nd and a 16th note. Then set velocities lower than the sub. A good starting range is 30 to 60, while your sub might live around 80 to 110. And here's the mindset. The ghost layer should be felt more than heard. If you can clearly pick it out as another part, it's too loud, too long, or too frequent. Now let's glue the layers together. On the bass group, add EQ8 first for cleanup. If it feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, just 1 to 3 dB. If it's harsh, slightly dip 2 to 4 kHz. Don't overdo it, we're just making space. Then add glue compressor for light control. Try attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not slamming it, we're just making the layers feel like one instrument. Optionally, add a fairy light saturator on the group. 1 to 3 dB drive with soft clip-on is plenty. This can help the bass read on smaller speakers, but keep it subtle so the sub doesn't lose its clean weight. Next, sidechain the bass group to the kick. On the bass group, add a standard compressor after the group processing. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack between 0.5 and 3 milliseconds, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until the kick clearly punches through. Drum and bass tip. Sidechain doesn't need to sound like pumping. A tiny bit is enough. You're just creating a pocket so the kick and sub don't fight. Now we'll arrange it so it rolls for 8 bars, because ghost shots really shine when they evolve. Here's an easy 8-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2, basic sub and minimal ghost shots. Bars 3 and 4, add 1 extra ghost hit per bar, usually after the snare. Bars 5 and 6, slightly open the auto filter cutoff on the ghost layer, like 10 to 20%. Bars 7 and 8, build to your busiest controlled moment, then in bar 8 remove the ghost shots, or at least remove one key hit, so when they come back it feels like the track drops in harder. This kind of tension and release is a huge part of roller writing, and it doesn't require adding new sounds. Now let's do a few quick teacher checks that will save you time. First check. Lock the ghost layer to the drums, not the sub. Mute the sub and listen to just drums plus ghost. Does it still feel like it's walking forward? If yes, you placed them well. If it feels random, move the ghosts closer to snare and kick transitions. Second check. Micro timing. If your loop feels stiff, nudge a couple ghost notes by a few milliseconds. Push them 1 to 8 milliseconds late for a laid-back pocket, or pull them 1 to 8 milliseconds early to create urgency into the downbeat. Keep it tiny. We're talking feel, not flam. Third check. A slash beat at 2 volumes. At low listening volume, the ghost layer should still add definition. If it disappears completely, add a touch more saturation or a very small boost around 900 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If at loud volume it suddenly jumps out like a lead line, it's too hot. Fourth check. Phase sanity between layers. Even with a high pass, the crossover area can interact. On the ghost track, try utility and flip phase on left or right and keep whichever feels tighter in the low mids. It's subtle, but it's a quick win. Now let's avoid the big beginner mistakes. Don't make the ghost shots too loud. If you notice them as a separate part, they're not ghost shots anymore. Don't leave low end in the ghost layer. Always high pass it, or your sub loses punch. Don't overcrowd the rhythm. If you have too many ghost notes, the groove turns to mush. If you hear clicks or pops, increase the release a little. Even 30 to 60 milliseconds helps. And keep the sub mono. Stereo sub equals phase problems, especially in mono playback. If you want to push into a darker, heavier vibe, here are a couple extras you can try quickly. In operator on the ghost layer, add a tiny pitch envelope so the attack starts slightly higher and drops fast, under 100 milliseconds. This creates a little donk without adding new notes. Or resample the ghost layer, freeze and flatten it, add a touch of redux or overdrive, then low pass it back down. That's a great way to get grit while staying controlled. And a fun arrangement move. Use a simple call and response over 2 bars. Bar 1. Ghost after the snare. Bar 2. Ghost before the kick. Repeat that idea and suddenly your 8-bar loop feels composed, not looped. Let's wrap with a quick 10-minute practice plan you can do right now. Build a 2-bar drum loop at 174. Write a sub-bass line with only 5 to 8 notes total over those 2 bars. Copy it to the ghost track, transpose up 12, then keep only 2 ghost shots per bar. Set ghost velocities between 35 and 55 and keep the notes short. High pass the ghost at around 150 Hz. Sidechain the bass group to the kick. Then export an 8-bar loop and listen on headphones, laptop speakers, and in mono. On laptop speakers especially, the ghost layer should help the bass feel present even when the sub can't be reproduced. Recap. Ghost octave bass shots are short, quiet, mid-focused octave hits that add bounce and movement. Keep your sub clean, stable, and mono. High pass the ghost layer so it never competes down low. Use velocity and note length to make it feel like groove, not a second bass line. And add small variations across 8 bars so the loop feels like it's going somewhere. If you tell me your drum style, like two-step or breaky, and your root note, like F minor, I can suggest 3 ghost placement templates you can drop straight onto your grid.